This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
Well, folks at the City Limits Diner here in White Plains were completely caught off guard Friday afternoon. A man wearing a yarmulke with a swastika.
I really could hardly believe what I was seeing.
Someone snapped a photo and sent it to Millie Jasper, executive director of the Holocaust and Human Rights Education Center here in White Plains. Hoping to avoid a confrontation, the diner manager called police. The man told officers he was exercising his right to free speech. They asked him to leave, and he did.
A small part of me thinks that it was there was a missed opportunity here for dialogue. I'm concerned that he's just going to pop up someplace else, and we don't know what he's thinking or what he's planning.
There have been other anti-Semitic incidents in Westchester County in recent weeks. Swastikas at Scarsdale High School and Pleasantville High School. And last week, someone desecrated a Holocaust memorial in downtown White Plains with obscene flyers. Live in White Plains, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Thank you, Sean. The NYPD's caseload involving the homeless and violent crime has grown, and not in a good way. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond has the latest on that. Marla.
Wayne, a day after the Chinatown attacks on four homeless men October 5th, two homeless men got into a fist fight in Queens. One was punched in the face, fell on the concrete, and later died. And on October 2nd, police say a man killed a woman at the Bronx shelter where they both live. The incidents have prompted City Police Commissioner James O'Neill to reach out to prosecutors in cases where violent criminals are granted bail.
It's a difficult thing to do. You know, what's the threshold? So we're working with all the other agencies, we're working with NGOs, working with the prosecutors to make sure that that we find out where that point is so we can New Yorkers safe.
Nearly 60,000 New Yorkers are living in shelters. Another 4,000 live on the streets and the subways. The city's Department of Homeless Services, according to the Wall Street Journal, will spend $126 million this year on homeless outreach. And we're live in Chinatown. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio.
The weekend shootings of four men at a Brooklyn gambling den brought out a crowd last night at a vigil for the victims. The borough president, Eric Adams, called for an end to gun-fueled sprees.
America has a handgun crisis. That is the leading number of killings in America. But the reason that we don't hear about it enough is because that crisis lies in the inner city.
Three others were injured in the Saturday morning shooting. Police have made no arrests.
Now about the water and the lead in New Jersey. Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill is leading a House committee hearing this morning in Bloomfield, along with the county executive and the mayors of Nutley and Bloomfield. The Newark mayor, Ross Baraka, won't be there. He says he's unavailable for testimony. Governor Murphy announced last week he will push for a $500 million statewide bond initiative to address all the lead in the pipes. Craig Allen, the sun has been up for only 3 minutes, and she's already getting things done.
Well, it's good to see, and it will be with us all day today. There's no problem in terms of today's weather. We need a little help because it is in the 30s in some of those northern and western suburbs. It is in the 40s nearby suburbs, and 52 right now for the city. 65 will be our high this afternoon. Tonight's low 50 to 55 again with 40s in the suburbs. Tomorrow, you will not see very much sunshine, perhaps a little early enough, but then the clouds thicken up and rain will be developing around and a little after lunchtime, and then it just spreads over the whole area. Some rain heavy at times right through tomorrow evening's commute. Not good for any baseball tomorrow, and there could be some flooding if you're on the roads, and also becoming windy too. Highs will be in the middle 60s. Tomorrow stays that way right through most of Wednesday night. On Thursday, well, the storm at least is a fairly quick mover, but it's a mix of clouds and sun, some passing sprinkles, and really windy because the storm will still be strengthening at that point. Even as it's moving away, gusts will frequently exceed 40 miles per hour, and the high on Thursday, 55 to 60. Right now for the city, we are at 52. Humidity 69%, a light northwest breeze. Today it's pretty nice, about 65.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.